Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Come on, come on. Welcome to Dish Nation and happy Halloween!
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, you already know we're going to have a fresh and ghoulish time today. But before we get things started, let's check in with Heidi and Frank, who's holding things down on the West Coast. Happy Halloween, fam.
Happy Halloween!
Hey, y'all.
Okay, yeah. I see you.
I like that costume, Frank. I see your pecs.
Thank you. I like your costume, too. I like fat bottom girls.
Okay. Now, with me good eye, I see that you must be Justine Bieber and Petty Mercury.
True.
Oh, yeah. I'm all tatted up. Got the mustache, the bad hair.
At first, I thought she was David Spade till I saw the T-shirt.
The T-shirt. I was like, oh, boy, this could go another way.
Headcrack, I can't help but notice you're Rick James, bitch.
Oh, no, you got it wrong, fam. I'm Slick Rick James.
Oh, Slick Rick James.
The rapper and the singer.
Treat her like a super freak. Now, I know you guys see an empty seat over there, but don't worry. Gary's going to be making a grand entrance soon, so don't worry about that, fam. Later on, Oprah Winfrey and Kanye West make political statements, and though there's peace with Nicki and Cardi, someone else got Nicki's wrath. But before we get into all that madness and shrumdiggery, let's talk about the costumes. Now, Justine Bieber and Petty Mercury, what was your costume choice? How did it come together?
Well, my motivation was Bohemian Rhapsody. The movie comes out this weekend. It's about the Queen and Freddie Mercury being the lead singer of Queen. Rami Malek here does an amazing job. Oscar, probably not.
Oh, yeah.
Or his nomination. I guess he does a great job as Freddie Mercury. So I thought, in honor of that, I'd be Freddie Mercury.
That's right.
I like.
What about you, Justine? We talk about Justin Bieber so much on Dish Nation that I thought, since I should dress as somebody who we talk a lot about on this show, and this, I'm dressed as the Justin Bieber that looks like he needs a shower and a shave and a haircut.
It was the most recent Justin Bieber, but now he's what, shaved his head now?
Yeah, he shaved his
head.
Well,
get in there.
He's changing so much.
Just last night, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
So what you busting, brat?
These nuts. Hey, I'm a busser. I'm a spitter. So, you know, I bust rhymes.
All right.
Busting
right.
Rhymes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, ain't too many motherfuckers bad as me. Bust on a with a rhyme or a nine with a tragedy. When it causes catastrophe, whoop his ass till he bleed anything that breathe past the weed. Ooh.
Yeah. 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 Who you gonna call?
Amazing. Rat busser. Amazing. She in the studio. She's ready to get back.
Pow, 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 bang, bang.
That's a bong, y'all. What about you, Portia?
Well, I am Decatur Dorothy, honey.
Hey, girl.
Honey, I got some fried chicken in here, and I don't have a little dog, so I have a little stuffed teddy bear.
Oh, and Brad could run in one of her Yorkies for
there you.
You
go.
Yes, and I have all the Beckys in my basket.
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the moment you've all been waiting for, the reveal of Gary's Halloween costume. Now, we gave our Dish Nation viewers the right to vote on which costume Gary should wear this year, and it was a tough choice between the sexy mechanic and the sexy leprechaun, but we tallied up the votes, and it was extremely close. The winner is...
Who is it?
Ladies and gentlemen...
Look at you.
But
the people chose, huh?
Yeah, the audience did not get it wrong this year.
This is what the people chose. No, Gary, this is definitely a fresh choice for you, fam.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you get to show off your muscles so the ladies can ravish you.
I was hoping I'm glad they chose this because I wanted to be lucky to get a new body.
You don't need a new body.
You don't think so, Dawn?
I think it looks plump and fabulous.
There wasn't a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. It was a pot of beans.
Oh, Frank, you're such a jewel.
Listen, we all look great. We're all having a ton of fun. But I got to say, Hollywood celebs just nailed it this year. So many great costumes. Sierra, she came out as Nakia from Black Panther, representing Wakanda forever.
Whoa. I mean,
yes.
Amazing, right? Also, yeah. You guys,
she should have been in the movie.
You remember the movie Baps with Halle Berry?
Oh, yes, honey.
Yes. Okay, back in the day, well, Jhené Aiko transformed into Halle Berry's Ooh. Character, Niecy. They actually look just alike. I mean,
they hit it head on.
They did.
Yeah. And, nailed it.
The one who won Halloween, I think, who takes the top spot, is Phoney Braxton.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Queen Bee.
Yes, she got
yes.
it.
Beyonce
got
it. As Phoney
Go
Braxton.
Ahead, Beyonce.
She crushed it without even having to do a whole lot.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. T-shirt, leather jacket, short hair, that's it.
And good lighting.
If yes. I worked for a company with a big budget, I could have looked like Phoney Braxton Hill.
Well, Phoney Braxton went and did a real photo shoot,
she
too.
She sure did.
Yes, Lord, she did.
Didn't she?
That's awesome.
All right, I'm going to need both good eyes for this one. It looks like Kanye West is woke. Now, the pro-Trump rapper claimed that he's been used and decided to leave the political world to focus more on his music and design work. Now, the rapper tweeted out, "My eyes are now wide open, and I now realize that I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in.
Huh?
I'm distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative."
This is just not fair. Now, what about all the people who really follow Kanye and wanted to vote for him in 2020?
Well, they have to just please. Pivot back.
And he wasn't used, damn it. That was his dumb ass that was doing all that. Nobody made him do that. He did it because he wanted to.
Well, sometimes you feel like you could truly make a difference and, like, you know, have your own opinion until everybody tells you you're wrong. You'd be like, okay.
I think this just means he took his proper meds and went, "I did what now?"
Yeah, where okay. was I?
Well, I know who's happy. His wife has got to be happy about this.
Right.
Is she really happy?
I doubt it, because she cool with Trump. Remember, he pardoning people for her. So
yeah.
She probably a little upset with Kanye. Like, yo, don't mess up my connect, bruh.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing wasn't a complete and total loss. I mean, it was a couple blips of, you know, decent things that happened, like with the person getting pardoned.
Right,
and,
that's
like,
true.
That Music Reform Act. But mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
No, I think Kim's upset that he's getting out of politics. Because on politics, you got to be on the road. You got to be campaigning all the time. And I heard that, you know, Kanye wants more babies. And Kim's like, no. But Kanye wants like 7 kids. So if he's home all the time now.
There's more opportunities to shoot your shot to make those 7 babies.
I mean, are y'all glad he's not running? Because I thought he was serious. But now it's like he's like, oh, it was all a dream.
I would have voted because why not?
You would have voted for him?
I would have voted for Kanye West because why not?
Yeah, that should be on his hat. Why not?
Because why not?
Yeah. How much worse could it get?
Kanye.
That's the slogan right there.
Kanye.
Okay. Well, y'all, this is interesting. As Kanye walks out of politics, Oprah walks back in.
What?
Yes, the media mogul will lend her star power to Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams as she quests to become the United States' first black woman governor.
Nice.
Yeah, I think this is awesome. Oprah will help out by knocking on doors, y'all, in Marietta and Decatur, Georgia. Now, this is big.
Okay.
Decatur, Dorothy, she might knock on your door.
She might knock on my door.
Too bad you moved to Duluth.
And I'm gonna have all the
bread
ready.
Like, I hope she's not doing this on Halloween because, yeah, some people would think, oh, man, great job, kid.
Right.
We all know this is big because, you know, last time Oprah made such an endorsement, it was for Barack Obama when he was running for president in 2006. Mm-hmm. What would y'all do if Oprah knocked on y'all door?
I would burst into tears.
You would collapse, cry like that man in Saving Private Ryan.
I would be too overwhelmed and I wouldn't have any idea what happened. And then I would wake up and she had gone and people had to say, no, she was here to help this woman become governor, and you passed out. You missed everything.
Yeah, that's true. But I will be prepared. Just like, you know, for Christmas, you're prepared for Santa Claus with the cookies.
Right.
I will be prepared with some honey Hawaiian rolls.
Yes!
Y'all know Oprah likes bread. Yes!
The savory or the sweet?
Yes, sweet. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you can't tell Oprah no. I mean, she came to your house and said, I need you to vote for this person. For me. You're like, yeah, sure.
Exactly.
She's like, you know what? Also, cut your grass. Oprah said, cut my grass.
Up next, find out why a gorgeous actress still considered herself single while she was in a relationship. Be right back.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
Welcome.
So
when it comes to relationships, we can all fit into three different categories: single, taken, or it's complicated.
That's true.
But what really constitutes being single, especially if you actively dating or have a boyfriend? Well, actress Priyanka Chopra says that until her fiancé Nick Jonas put a ring on it, she still considered herself single.
Okay.
Priyanka said, "This is the first time I was comfortable with being with someone who is such an incredible partner, so it just felt natural. And plus, there was a ring on it. I always said that when there's a ring on it, I'll talk about it, because you're single until you're married."
Now, I know her definition of being single, just like mine, is not that we can still date other people, but it's like, you ain't really locked it all the way down yet. I'm basically to other people consider single, because there's no ring on the finger.
Well, you're single, but on layaway. No. There's a whole baby in there right now, and you're a little bit less
so
single than
you ain't
the average
married
single
right
person.
Now, you saying you single?
Well, I have a ring on it. Okay. So I am betrothed to him. Betrothed, baby.
All right,
so I'm basically married.
Yeah. Okay. Come through, your body.
Yeah, baby. Now, that's cute.
Spirit of Jesus, get back in you when you get it.
Okay. Well, as we mentioned before, it's Halloween. And besides all the great costumes and fun parties, it's time for you to get your scary movie on. And John Travolta decided he wanted to give us a little flashback. He posted this throwback, which is horror themed. It's a picture from the set of the iconic horror flick, Carrie.
Yo, I forgot he was in that.
So it got me to thinking, y'all.
What?
What is y'all favorite scary movie of all time?
I'm gonna have to go with the OG black and white Night of the Living Dead. There was a black lead that actually, like, reset the stereotype that the black man dies first.
And he stayed alive.
Sometimes he dies last.
The only thing I did see was Carrie, because, honey, I remember when she was in the shower and they threw blood out. It was
everybody
so spooky.
Everybody remember that blood
That's
scene.
A blood scene.
Yeah, that was.
Not even your cousin's movie, Leprechaun in the Hood?
Now, The Hills Have Eyes is sick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was scary. Out of me. I never want to go nowhere and get stranded. I make sure my tank full of gas all the time because of that movie. I ride to the country, honey.
So, Dish Nation fam, what's your fave horror flick of all time? Tweet us your choice at Dish Nation.
So, all right, y'all. So, since I was a kid, I just loved to play video games. And now that esports is such a big thing, there are tons of conferences where gamers can come together as a community, but not as big as BlizzCon.
What's BlizzCon?
It's a big community of people from all over the world coming together for gaming competitions, for prizes, bragging rights, and being the best on games like World of Warcraft, Overwatch, and you also got like music, movie, art, cosplay contests, and it's all surrounding video game culture. Take a look.
The next chapter in World of Warcraft.
They go for the core! Paralyze
15! The stage is set. Battle lines are drawn.
Takes the game! Wins the series!
And as soon as Sherfor dies, that is it. South Korea are your 2017 Overwatch World Cup champions.
That looks like it's for serious gamers. Okay.
Oh, no, these guys are playing for keeps, and it'd be like serious money on the line. Now, the Hearthstone Global Games will also be featured at BlizzCon, and it's going to be featuring the top 8 teams from around the world.
Maybe next Halloween I could dress up like Doomfist. Y'all look at his costume.
Maybe if Doomfist had on a thong.
It's a lot of fun. BlizzCon goes down Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd at the Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim, California. Be sure y'all go out there and check it out.
All right, y'all. Well, honey, fashion designer Steve Madden decided, honey, to jump in on the Nicki Minaj and Cardi B feud. And let's just say, honey, it did not go well for him. We'll tell y'all about it right after the break.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, children, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, it looks like Steve Madden stepped to the wrong one. Now, we spoke about Cardi and Nicki Minaj's beef yesterday. Well, through the back and forth, Nicki mentioned she turned down a Steve Madden deal as a dig at Cardi B. Well, Steve decided to respond to Nicki. He claimed Nicki was never offered a deal for her to turn down.
Oh,
ooh, that's shady.
He called her a liar.
Ooh,
rubbish, pretty much.
Rubbish.
Well, Nicki Court Women wasn't too pleased. She claimed she was offered the deal and clapped back with...
You lied on me because it was the trendy thing to do. Ain't nobody buying that clown. We couldn't work together because I said the shoes were ugly. You see how when you do clownery, it comes back to bite? We not buying it.
Oh.
Well, after Nicki called out Steve Madden for lying, Iggy Azalea backed her up, saying facts. And 50 Cent also jumped in with his receipts on Steve Madden lying on Nicki as well.
Oh.
You know, sometimes you got to step in when you see people lying on your homies.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He shouldn't try to play her like that, especially not in public, him being a businessman. Because at the end of the day, Nicki has a lot of fans. And I'm sure a lot of them probably wear Steve Madden.
Exactly. You know, that's a lot of those culture appropriate. What's that new word they
use? Culture appropriate.
Appropriated people want to be in, and Steve Madden wants to be in. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened, honey. It backfired on.
Yeah, that's true. Because not many years ago, he started using a lot of the hip hop. Yes. Entertainers and stuff too. You do his shoes. Keisha Cole did a pair with him too.
Steve Madden lied on Nicki. The reason why he lied on Nicki because he wanted to get with Cardi, because Cardi is the next best thing, and he wanted to bring Miss Cardi in on it. That's what they do.
So here's the thing. This is the problem with taking sides publicly, because see, now Cardi and Nicki are back cool again, and you out on the fence.
Y'all, he should have did an Instagram story so it could have just disappeared.
Yep. Snapchat, 24 hours.
Okay.
I ain't say that.
Nah. I was hot.
Right. Y'all know what time it is?
It's Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But also, everybody is...
Deal time!
That's right, guys. And you can never leave home without your phone uncharged when you have the joy of the iJoy QI wireless charger.
Ooh, child, really? Why is that?
Well, Gary, is so convenient that it quickly charges most phones and is compatible with most devices like iPhone 8, iPhone 8 Plus, iPhone X, iPhone 10, rather, Samsung S6, S7, S8, and many other smartphone brands and models. My goodness.
Ooh, it looks like a hockey puck.
Okay, but how do you use it? Well, Portia, to use it, you just plug in the charging pad into the wall and place your phone on top of the pad. It includes short circuit protection to avoid overcharging and overheating.
Does it take 6 minutes to charge? 6 minutes?
Dougie Fresh, you're on?
It's on.
Okay, I like this. Very convenient. How much is it, Brad? Well, we got to get you a deal to get two of these, okay? Usually that would cost $60, but for our Dish Nation viewers, you'll get two for only the price of...
$19! Oh,
no. You get two? Oh my God. Y'all just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent ya.
Well, honey, up next, how far would you go for the perfect Halloween costume? A woman almost lost her teeth. Heidi and Frank will explain after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. As you can see, we're celebrating Halloween. Freddie Mercury, Justin Bieber.
We are the champions.
That's right. And there's a woman by the name of Anna Tu who really wanted to sink her teeth into the holiday by going as a zombie. But it looks like, the holiday took a bite out of her. Take a look.
It cost Anna Tu nearly $3 to finish her transformation into the undead. But the expense grew when her fake teeth wouldn't come out.
I mean, I was trying to remove them then because it was like, it was just tight.
This ghoulish bridge was glued directly to her teeth. However, the adhesive wasn't temporary.
So, I mean, it went on and on.
She must have gone to an emergency dentist or something.
We left that part off the clip, but she did. She had to go to the doctor. The thing is, like, when you're doing stuff with your teeth, there are certain things you can save money on. But when you're messing around with your teeth or contact lenses, don't go to those places. You're like, oh, I'm going to be a zombie for Halloween, and I got contact lenses for $1 a piece.
The dollar story, yeah.
Don't do that.
It's hard not to be Freddie Mercury with nice teeth. Because I had some of those teeth in last night, too, but I just look like...
We are the champion. Now we're talking.
Time after time.
And here's how easy it is, Anna, too. Get rid of the teeth now.
Hey, yeah, this makes it.
Oh, look.
This is way better. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, it won't come out.
What?
It won't come out.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.